We're standing in the churchyard island of Bow's oldest building, St. Mary Stratford Bow. A place of worship has stood at this site since 1317. Associated with the Peasants' Revolt, the burning of the Stratford Martyrs, and destruction in World War I, the site reflects the layers and complex history of this area, as well as the evolving communities that have been in this parish. Will Kemp, the Elizabethan clown and comic actor, famed for his association with Shakespeare, danced his Morris through Bow, a self-imposed challenge which saw him dance from London to Norwich over 9 days. It is memorialised in his book of the journey, Kemp's 9 Days Wonder, published in 1600. Clowning is explored in more detail in the Making More Mischief exhibition. Kemp's reference to Morris performers is part of the entomology of Morris dancing. This was variously referred to as Moorish or Morisco, after dances performed in Western Europe from the 1400s. His Morris took him through Stratford Bow at a time when it was famous for its baking. He writes, "Being past Whitechapel and having left fair London with all that north-east suburb before named, multitudes of Londoners left not me, but either to keep a custom which may hold that Mile End is no walk without a recreation at Stratford Bow, with cream and cakes, or else for love they bared towards me, or perhaps to make themselves merry if I should chance, as many thought, to give over my Morris within a mile of Mile End. However, many a thousand brought me to Bow, where I rested from dancing, but had small rest with those that would have me drinking. Farewell, Bow, have over the bridge, where I heard say honest conscience was once drowned. It's pity if it were so, but that's no matter. Belonging to our Morris, let's now along to Stratford Langton." The parish of Bow was also associated with the practice of shell grotto building by children from around the 19th century. At the beginning of August, on what was called Oyster Day or Grotto Day, children from the area would build small grottos from discarded oyster shells. The practice tied in with the seasonal harvest of oysters along the Thames. The grottos would vary in shape from lean-to erections or dome-like structures about 18 inches high with a roof. The children would request money, chanting the rhyme, "Please remember the grotto, only once a year. Father's gone to sea, mother's gone to fetch him back, please remember me." The money obtained would go towards candles for the interior of the grottos, and any left over would be used to buy sweets or fruit. By the 1920s, displays are described as being flat, and often the children would use a brooch borrowed from their mother as a centrepiece, as well as colourful postcards, papers and materials. There is evidence of shell grottos being made in this area as late as the 1950s. The natural materials of these folk practices could not sustain the demands from the developing urban population. The depletion of oysters and mussels in the Thames led to the use of other materials, like plastic buttons. The miniature shell grottos resonate with the larger folly buildings of 18th century architecture, often found on large estates in the UK's countryside. Wanstead Flats, just north of Newham Borough, contains the ruins of one of these. The origins of the folly buildings are equally unclear, but have been described in relation to mythical Roman and Greek gods, as well as pagan rituals. This site concludes our walking tour. Follow the map to return to the Making More Mischief exhibition at London College of Fashion on Carpenter's Road.